Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today brings us to Isaiah 63 and 64. Well, listen to Faith Comes by Hearing's reading of Isaiah 63, and our guest reader, Denise Washington Blomberg, will read Isaiah 64. So let's begin with Isaiah chapter 63.
Isaiah 63.
Who is this who comes from Edom, in crimson garments from Bozrah? He who is splendid in his apparel, marching in the greatness of his strength.
It is I, speaking in righteousness, mighty to save.
Why is your apparel red, and your garments like his who treads in the winepress?
I have trodden the winepress alone, and from the peoples no one was with me. I trod them in my anger and trampled them in my wrath. Their lifeblood spattered on my garments and stained all my apparel. For the day of vengeance was in my heart, and my year of redemption had come. I looked, but there was no one to help. I was appalled, but there was no one to uphold. So my own arm brought me salvation, and my wrath upheld me. I trampled down the peoples in my anger. I made them drunk in my wrath, and I poured out their lifeblood on the earth.
I will recount the steadfast love of the Lord, the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord has granted us, and the great goodness to the house of Israel that he has granted them according to his compassion, according to the abundance of his steadfast love. For he said,
surely they are my people, children who will not deal falsely.
And he became their Savior. In all their affliction he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old. But they rebelled and grieved his Holy Spirit. Therefore, he turned to be their enemy, and himself fought against them. Then he remembered the days of old, of Moses and his people. Where is he who brought them up out of the sea with the shepherds of his flock? Where is he who put in the midst of them his Holy Spirit, who caused his glorious arm to go at the right hand of Moses, who divided the waters before them to make for himself an everlasting name, who led them through the depths? Like a horse in the desert, they did not stumble. Like livestock that go down into the valley, the Spirit of the Lord gave them rest. So you led your people to make for yourself a glorious name. Look down from heaven and see from your holy and beautiful habitation. Where are your zeal and your might? The stirring of your inner parts and your compassion are held back from me. For you are our Father. Though Abraham does not know us and Israel does not acknowledge us, you, O Lord, are our Father, our Redeemer. From of old is your name. O Lord, why do you make us wander from your ways and harden our hearts so that we fear you not? Return for the sake of your servants, the tribes of your heritage. Your holy people held possession for a little while. Our adversaries have trampled down your sanctuary. We have become like those over whom you have never ruled, like those who are not called by your name.
Isaiah 64. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains might quake at your presence, as when fire kindles brushwood and the fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, and that the nations might tremble at your presence. When you did awesome things that we did not look for, you came down, the mountains quaked at your presence. From of old no one has heard or perceived by ear. No eye has seen a God besides you, who acts for those who wait for him. You meet him who joyfully works righteousness, those who remember you in your ways. Behold, you were angry and we sinned. In our sins we have been a long time, and shall we be saved? We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, take us away. There is no one who calls upon your name, who rouses himself to take hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us, and have made us melt in the hand of our iniquities. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand. Be not so terribly angry, O Lord, and remember not iniquity forever. Behold, please look, we are all your people. Your holy cities have become a wilderness. Zion has become a wilderness, Jerusalem a desolation. Our holy and beautiful house, where our fathers praised you, has been burned by fire, and all our pleasant places have become ruins. Will you restrain yourself at these things, O Lord? Will you keep silent and afflict us so terribly?
In 1991, after reading these chapters, I wrote primarily about chapter 64. Our righteousness is as filthy rags, and all of us wither like a leaf. It's fall. The leaves have lost their life and are withering. They blow off trees only to be raked up and discarded. And then I wrote, we are the clay, and thou our potter. In 2001, 10 years after that, I wrote, we sin, we need to be saved. You are my Father, I am clay, you are the potter, I am the work of your hand. Put me back on the potter's wheel and mold me, shape me anew. In 2011, another 10 years later, I wrote, he is mighty to save, referring to 63:1. He became their Savior, 63:8. He redeemed them, he lifted them up, and carried them all the days of old, 63:9. But they rebelled and grieved his Holy Spirit, 63:10. Referring to chapter 63, verse 17, I wrote, does God make us wander and harden our hearts? I think not. He lets us follow our own rebellious ways, lifting his hand of grace, protecting us as we pursue our own desires. We are all sinners, unclean before a holy God. Yet he is our Father. We are the work of your hand. In chapter 64, the Lord reminds us, behold, you are angry and we sinned. In our sins we have been a long time. And shall we be saved? We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, take us away. There is no one who calls upon your name, who rouses himself to take hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us, and have made us melt in the hand of our iniquities. No matter how we slice it, friends, that is our lot in life. That's who we are. We have been in our sins a long time. We are unclean. We are like a polluted garment. Though we focus so much on our lives, it's like a leaf off of a tree. We bud to life, we blow in the wind, we finally crumble up and die. But there's hope. Chapter 64, verse 8 says, but now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand. What's our practical application from these chapters today? First, to realize, regardless of what we think of ourselves, we are sinners. Maybe we don't like to be reminded of that, but the Word of God reminds us of that over and over. It is our natural condition. So today, can you admit that you are a sinner? Next, can you jump back on the potter's wheel? Can we humble ourselves enough to say, Lord, I need you to mold me and shape me into something different than I really am? We are like clay, and fortunately, God has those big hands who can and will shape us into more godliness, more Christ-likeness. But we need to be willing. Will you do it? Will you jump back up on the potter's wheel and let him put his hands around you and shape you and mold you into what he wants you to be? Lord, we are reminded in this passage that we are sinners. We are caught in our sins. But we are also reminded that you are mighty to save. We thank you that you sent Jesus to save us from our sinfulness. And Lord, we thank you that you invite us to be molded and shaped by you. Today, may I be willing to be back on the potter's wheel with your loving hands shaping me as you see fit. When you do, Lord, help me be of service to you that you might receive the glory for how you shape my life. In Jesus' name, amen.